It's time now for the online quiz bowl at Q107radio.com. All school sponsors are Coburn Superstore of Mitchell, Walmart of Mitchell, Mitchell Technical Institute, and Avera Health System's Central Office. This matchup, number 13 of the Quiz Bowl, Dakota Christian against Freeman, is also being sponsored by Douglas County Memorial Hospital, the Platte Health Center of Vera, Lori Cable, agent for American Family Insurance of Platte, Poet Buyer Refining of Mitchell as well. It is Dakota Christian, it's Freeman. Dakota Christian with their coach Jeremy Bohr has a team captain of Alex Moss, team members Quentin Cornell and Jacob Mutter, also Gabe Boss and Noah Shinaha. For Freeman, their coach Christina Sage, their team captain is Braxton Schmidt, with team members Kaylee Auk and Dawson Pravacek, along with team member Josie Furman. Today, it's Dakota Christian, it's Freeman, it's a Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107radio.com. Dakota Christian has won the coin toss to determine who'll get to go first. Dakota Christian, you ready for your first round question?
Yep.
Here is your first round question. The name for what forest is shared by the place where John Tyler lived in the U.S. and where Robin Hood's men hung out in England?
Sherwood Forest.
Sherwood Forest is correct. Dakota Christian, you're on the board. You're leading it 1-0. Freeman, to you for your first round question. The Union victory at Vicksburg in 1863 opened up what river to exploitation by Northern forces?
Is it the Hudson?
It's the Mississippi River, Freeman. No correct answer there for you. Back to Dakota Christian with their lead, 1-0. Name the coarse, indigestible parts of plants that move food through the digestive system.
Stem.
Looking for fiber, bulk, or roughage is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Dakota Christian. Freeman, back to you for the tie. Benadryl is an antihistamine that relieves itching, but it also causes drowsiness. What is another name for this secondary effect?
Fatigue.
It's a side effect, is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Freeman. Dakota Christian, back to you. What is the collective term for the customs, social institutions, arts, and achievements of a nation or people?
Pass.
Did you say pass?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's culture, is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Dakota Christian. Freeman, back to you for the tie. The northeasternmost desert of Egypt is located on what peninsula?
The Egyptian Peninsula.
It is the Sinai Peninsula. No correct answer there for you, Freeman. We go back to Dakota Christian again. They lead it 1-0. Complete this phrase from the Gettysburg Address that indicates that the end of slavery was a war goal. A new birth of?
Liberty.
Freedom is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Dakota Christian. Freeman, back to you. In terms of their physical size, what are the world's largest primates?
Is it gorilla?
It is gorilla. Freeman, you've tied the match up 1-1 as we play 2-3 here between Dakota Christian and Freeman. Dakota Christian, back to you for the lead. Name for a vast region in Russia stretching from the Ural Mountains to the Pacific Ocean. What is the world's longest railway line?
The Russian Railway.
It's the Trans-Siberian Railway is what I'm looking for. No correct answer there for Dakota Christian. Freeman, back to you for the lead. What on a tree has a sinus, lobe, margin, and midrib?
Is it a leaf?
It is a leaf, Freeman. Back-to-back answers. You've taken the lead at 2-1. Dakota Christian, back to you for the tie. Name the strip of fabric that covers the sides of a bed or a top of a window frame.
Curtain.
A valance is what I'm looking for. No correct answer. Back to Freeman with a correct answer here. Freeman, you'll win the match 3-1. New Zealanders are known by what nickname reminiscent of the flightless birds that live there?
Penguins.
It's the Kiwi is what I'm looking for. No correct answer there for Freeman. Back to Dakota Christian for the tie. Said to be the fastest merchant sailing vessel ever built, what kind of ships ruled the seas from the mid-1840s until the development of steam-powered vessels?
Sailboats.
The Clipper Ships is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Dakota Christian. Again, Freeman, back to you for the win. Thor Heyerdahl visited what Pacific island in 1955 where he saw an abundance of monolithic statues?
Is it Easter Island?
Is correct, Freeman. You've won the match here 3-1 over Dakota Christian and move on to play November 20th. Dakota Christian, just their first loss. They'll play again November 6th. Freeman wins the match over Dakota Christian 3-1 on our Quiz Bowl online only at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.